Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. Today is question 11. Why should I join a club? A lot of us are either introverts or extroverts. We like our space or we like being around other people. Some people are a bit of both, but would you say you're loud or quiet? In public, are you happy to dance like no one's looking? Or on a lazy Saturday afternoon, would you rather choose headphones and a good book? Well, one of the key themes of the Small Fish Podcast has been meeting new people. Because in the big pond, there will be lots of them that you've never seen before. It's an ocean of all shapes and sizes out there. But depending on your personality, today's topic might take a bit of work. Because joining a club in your new school means putting yourself out there. Others may not be interested, but if you think you might like extra art, dance, board games or music, then you will have to find out when these are happening and get yourself to them to see if you want to join that club. You don't know unless you try, right? Well, the big pond is amazing because it is a land of new opportunity. Clubs give you the chance to try new skills in your new school. It makes sense. As you get to know where things are, why not improve your confidence in that setting by going to an activity in school? You don't have to travel far. You may not even have to pay for it. And science shows that learning a new skill gives a good balance to your well-being. Daisy proves the point.
I'm really excited about going to secondary school, making new friends, meeting new teachers and seeing the new building. I can't wait to see what clubs I can join, like gymnastics, music and drama.
She has also revealed one of the main reasons people join clubs. It's not an excuse to stay inside the warm school building when the rules might say you have to be outside. The real attraction is that you make more friends and they are interested in the same things as you. Teamwork always feels great and reminds us that we're not alone. It's like this podcast. We might never meet all the other Year 6 and 7 listeners, but for a time, we've become the Small Fish Podcast Club. And it's also good to have different groups of friends at a club, just in case you fall out with others. Here's Daniel.
I've enjoyed having a variety of lessons that my secondary school offers. I have especially enjoyed PE, DT and Arts and Science. Also, I've enjoyed making new friends and being part of school teams. Join an after-school activity such as football team, drama or music club. Make friends with people from different backgrounds or even meet up outside of school and enjoy doing non-school things together.
It's so encouraging to hear Daniel and Daisy talking about the benefits of joining clubs in the big pond. There may be so many more on offer than you ever had at primary school, and if they don't provide the one you really want to go to, perhaps you could start it. So before we end session 11 today, here's your club takeaway task. Are there some things you have always wanted to try but never had the time? Or were you worried about what people might think of you? There will never be a better time to join clubs than when everything and everyone is new at school. So whatever they are, write them down, stick them on the fridge, and when your school releases the club's information, compare it with your list and take the leap. Now every week we close with some words from the Bible. In today's story, Jesus has risen from the dead and is preparing a beachside barbecue for 7 of his followers. They've been fishing, but they've not caught much. He said, "Throw your net into the water on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they did this. They caught so many fish that they could not pull the net back into the boat. What I like about this moment, as well as it being about fish like you, is that they were working together. And the disciples got to experience this joy as a team. So until next time, remember that doing things with other people can make you feel much happier. So whatever your personality, dive in and give a club a go. Who knows what might happen, especially if you're a small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.